this is the old, old good morning man, Kermit Edney, with memories of happenings in the county over the past 50 years and of the people who made them happen. This is program 12 of 260 programs we call Where Fitz Left Off. And today, some final comments on aviation, back to that first parachute jump, which goes back even more than 50 years. We've told you about how Oscar Mayer learned to fly, building wings, which he would strap to his arms, don roller skates, and then get somebody with a car to tow him down First Avenue and reach speeds which would cause him to soar into the air 20 or 25 feet. I have a feeling that Oscar was inspired to devote his life to aviation 10 years before he would fly his first plane in an event that took place here in 1921. August 28, 1921, the famous daredevil stuntman Roscoe Tanner came to Hendersonville and advertised that he would fly in an airplane, traveling over 100 miles per hour. He would jump out of that airplane and land in Canoga Lake. The flight was postponed because of bad weather, but several days later an enormous crowd gathered to watch this death-defying feat. And there was great disappointment when Roscoe Tanner missed Canoga Lake by a half a mile and landed in some trees on Jump Off Mountain. But it would be in 1937 before aviation could be viewed as having the potential to become important commercially. October 12, 1937, when Eastern Airlines would deliver the first shipment of air mail to the old Asheville-Hendersonville Airport, which is now an industrial park at Fletcher. That delivery was tied into a Postmasters Association convention in Asheville. The plane was a Stenson Reliant, and the shipment included some 4,000 pieces of mail. The plane also picked up sacks of outgoing mail, which was also given the distinctive franking honoring this historic flight. Mrs. H.M. Flo Flack wrote a letter to her mother, Mrs. A.G. Williams, Florida Williams, in Washington, D.C., which was given that frank. And that letter is now in the possession of Flo's granddaughter, Susan Flack Wright. Covering the entire left side of the envelope is an imprint made by a large rubber stamp. The imprint covers a square, and spread across the entire top is the wording, First All North Carolina Airmail Flight. Beneath that, the date, October 11th through 16th, 1937. Then there is a round seal depicting the Wright Memorial. On the left is worded Wright Memorial, on the right, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. And listen to this, across the bottom of this historic franking is written, Hendersonville, the Gem City. I guess that goes back to when Thomas Edison came looking for gems down at Tuxedo and Zirconia, the Zircons. Below that's a square in which is written, The Great Silver Fleet, Eastern Airlines, a logo in the words Airmail, Express, and Passengers. My cousin Flo was always kidded for being a pack rat, but folks in history are glad we had him around back in 1937. But it would be 4 more years before commercial aviation arrived. June 27, 1941, a Penn Central Airlines eastbound ship arrived at the port and was christened immediately Miss Asheville Hendersonville by Miss Pauline Bourne, 1941 Queen of the Rhododendron. It then flew on to Norfolk, Virginia. And that evening, a dinner was held at the old George Vanderbilt Hotel in Asheville. At the head table were Don Elias and C. Mike Ogle, both publishers of newspapers and both presidents of their chambers of commerce. Others attending from Hendersonville were Harry Buchanan and Monroe Redden. As late as October 1949, the old Asheville-Hendersonville Airport, owned jointly by the cities of Asheville and Hendersonville and Henderson County, the old airport was expected to continue on a long-range basis because the federal government had approved a grant of $26,700 for improvements to the port to provide for a control tower, medium-intensity lights for night flying, and for paving an access road. That was in 49. However, pilots objected to a couple of fairly steep mountains along the northern approach, and also the city of Asheville was never comfortable having Hendersonville in the official name of their airport. So, less than 10 years later, a movement was afoot to move the port to another location and at the same time eliminate Hendersonville and Henderson County from the operating authority. After a number of stormy meetings with the three different governmental agencies, a compromise was finally reached, buying out Hendersonville's interest. Henderson County would trade its sovereignty over land on which the new port would be built to the city of Asheville and Buncombe County, and the city of Asheville would trade to Henderson County all its interest in the old A&H airport, which would then become the successful operating industrial park, and that's within the tax base of Henderson County. The new Asheville Regional Airport has been served by such airlines as Penn Central, Capital, United, Delta, and especially by Piedmont, which would become U.S. Air. In recent years, the massive changes following deregulation of the airline industry has seen Asheville lose all the major carriers except U.S. Air. It continues to be served by a number of small feeder airlines connecting to the hubs of Delta and American. And recently, some of the feeder airlines announced they would replace their small commuter planes with larger and more comfortable jets. There's no doubt that the massive construction of the new interstate highway system and upgrading many of the old U.S. highways into four-lane roads has had an impact on commercial aviation, much as it has virtually destroyed railway passenger service, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Huge changes there have been in transportation in the life of the seventh child of a seventh child. Having the great good fortune of having been born in Hendersonville and having enough good sense never to leave, and who spent a lifetime working at a job he loved. Sursum corda as we move into the next 50 years.